President Trump is once again threatening civilian infrastructure in Iran, warning that the United States will destroy a bridge or power plant each time Iran fires at a ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Trump issued his latest threat today as the deeply unpopular war continues to escalate, with no clear diplomatic off-ramp, raising the risk of further disruption to the global economy. As the Strait of Hormuz remains largely closed amid Iranian attacks and ongoing disputes over control of the waterway, the United States carried out a wave of strikes across Iran overnight into Wednesday, while air defenses opened fire over Tehran. Iran also launched a missile attack towards a Jordanian city near the Israeli border, as alerts were issued in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. Secretary of State Marco Rubio provided this update to reporters.
Here's what's happening. It's pretty straightforward. Ships are trying to go through the straits and they're getting blown up. Commercial ships are going through the straits and they're being blown up. The United States is defending that shipping and in addition is targeting the places that are launching against those ships to continue to degrade Iran's ability to target and harm global shipping.
Speaking from the Oval Office, Donald Trump was asked about further negotiations with Iran.
Plan to just keep bombing until they give up?
There are no signs. What, do you know something that I don't know?
So
what,
talks are
you know
still
something
possible?
That I don't know? Do you know something I don't know?
Well, tell us.
I will tell you, they want to desperately meet, and until they're ready to meet in a meaningful way, we have no interest.
He also signaled that additional attacks are forthcoming, vowing the U.S. would soon strike the area near Pickaxe Mountain, a fortified underground site near one of Iran's nuclear enrichment facilities.
We'll be hitting that area probably pretty soon, yeah. And there's not a thing they can do about it. Normally I wouldn't say that. If I thought they could do something about it, I would never say that. But we'll be hitting that area pretty soon, and very heavily.
Iran has maintained that its nuclear program is peaceful, a statement that was supported by U.S. intelligence. As negotiations remain stalled, the United States and Iran continue exchanging attacks. The U.S. launched another wave of strikes across Iran, while Iran targeted Jordan and infrastructure in neighboring Gulf countries. Both sides have increasingly targeted civilian infrastructure, including energy and desalinization facilities, which is prohibited under international law. UN spokesperson for the Secretary General, Stéphane Dujarric, called the attacks unacceptable.
Vital infrastructure on which civilians rely for survival, including hospitals, water supplies, must be spared. All parties must respect their obligations under international humanitarian law, including the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution.
Dujarric said the UN is concerned by the escalation, warning that the violence is having a growing humanitarian and economic consequences across the Middle East.
The crisis has already affected Iran, Bahrain, Jordan, Syria, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Qatar, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates, placing pressure on trade systems, placing pressure on humanitarian access, on transport costs, and the price of fuel and basic commodities in those countries and beyond. There is no military solution to this conflict, and he calls for intensifying diplomatic efforts towards a peaceful and durable settlement.
The Secretary General also called for the full restoration of international navigational rights around the Strait of Hormuz. The closure of the strait, through which a fifth of the world's oil is traded, has jolted the world's economy, with effects far beyond the Middle East. Earlier today, benchmark Brent crude oil rose to more than $93 a barrel in trading, up from less than $72 earlier this month, which is roughly where it was before the war began. Trump wrote on social media, quote, "From this point forward, anytime the Islamic Republic of Iran shoots at a ship in the Strait of Hormuz, whether it be by missile, rocket, drone, or any other device or weapon, the United States will bomb and destroy one bridge or power plant," close quote. Trump traveled to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware Wednesday for the arrival of the remains of four U.S. service members, marking the third dignified transfer Trump has attended since he launched the war in Iran in February, the death toll of U.S. service members rising to 18. But speaking to reporters before boarding Air Force One for Delaware, Trump said their sacrifice was unfortunate but necessary.
They said, and all of them said very strongly, we cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. They won't have a nuclear weapon. So we're going to honor them. And one of the hardest things to do, for me, it's one of the hardest things to do as a president, but has to be done.
Meanwhile, in Iran, the country's state-run news agency reported explosions across several provinces. Iran's health ministry says U.S. strikes over the past 11 days have killed 53 people, including 6 women and 3 children, and wounded nearly 600 others. Across the conflict, civilian death tolls are estimated at 2,000, although the number may be higher. Iranians who spoke to The Guardian say daily life is becoming increasingly difficult as the war continues and the country's human rights crisis worsens. One 39-year-old resident who spoke anonymously described the combinations of airstrikes, government repression, and water shortages as, quote, truly hell. Nick Kosar, a U.S.-based Iranian journalist, warned that the attacks on desalinization plants in Iran could have deadly consequences. He told The Guardian, quote, attacking desalinization plants in Iran's hot and dry south is particularly dangerous. When temperatures climb above 40 degrees Celsius, losing access to drinking water can quickly become a matter of life and death, close quote. In Minab, relatives buried a small number of newly identified victims Wednesday following the missile strike on the primary school at the start of the war. More than 165 people were killed on February 28th, including more than 100 children. The Minab strike was the deadliest reported attack during the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran. Yet, there has been no final accounting of what happened, as the Trump administration has not directly accepted blame, although anonymous sources told the Associated Press that the military possessed evidence almost immediately that the U.S. was to blame. Donald Trump had said the administration would release more information, but both the president and his spokesperson have deflected questions to Defense Secretary Hegseth, who has rarely appeared before the media since the bombing. Despite testifying before the Senate Appropriations Committee Tuesday, he was not pressed by lawmakers on the possible war crime. However, he announced the United States had spent $37.5 billion on the war and is requesting $87 billion more. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.